Vayikach Koirach ben Yitzor ben Kohos ben Levi v'doshen v'aviram b'nei Eliyov v'oin ben Pelas b'nei Ruven. Rashi teaches Vayikach Koirach. He separated himself from the rest of the tzibur. He took himself away from the rest of the tzibur, and with that he created a machloikis. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Tes Amid Bey, says Vayikach Koirach. He took a bad acquisition for himself. He acquired something bad for himself. So the Sefer Yalkut HaGershuni tells us, why does it say Shalokach Mekach Ra La'atzmai? Shalokach Mekach Ra, period. Like, what is this Shalokach Mekach Ra La'atzmai? Zok the Yalkut HaGershuni, Chazal say, and Rashi brings it down. Maro Koirach L'shtuzeh. What did Koirach see to do this narishkeit? Eino hitosei, his eyes misled him. Ro shal shela shel gedula yoytze mimenu. He saw the future, he saw through a chakoydesh, there's going to be a chain of gedolim, Shmuel and Mishmaris Leviah coming from him, and Shmuel himself is shokel keneged Moshe v'Aaron. So he said, this gedula is going to come from me and I'm going to just give it up. And immediately he started his machlaikas. Zok the Yalkut HaGershuni, that the mistake was that he didn't realize that the Gedolim were only going to come out of him, only Machmas is Mapola. Because through his Mapola, there was a tremendous Kiddush Shem Shemayim, that you don't make Machloikis. Similarly, you find, when they bonar shal homon lomdu toyer b'bnei brak, so the Rambam says, homon harasha, he should be zeichet, the Torah should come from him. What's the pshat? So they say, because from the greatest Kiddush Shem Shemayim has happened because of him, Gdayla Hasaras Tabas, Yoishim Imam Chesdimim. Because then it came a whole Kabbalah Satira, Kimu Kibla HaYehudim. So Mimele, even though his Kavanah was Lara, of Lamaisa Lamaisa, something Givaldic came out of it, some of Nebanu Shalom. Same thing over here with Koirach. He thought it was because of his godless and because of his Madrega. He didn't realize that it was Gufa his Mapola that was the thing that created the greatness. And also it's mashmer from the Mepharshim, that Shmuel HaNavi that came from him, and they wanted to be Mesakin his Averis. They realized they came from a Mishpacha where there was Avera, and they bedaf going out of their way to be Mesakin his Averis. So it comes out it was his Mapola that was greater than the goodness for others. That's Shashalokach Mekach Rala Atzmai. For the other people, it was very good. His Mapola ended up good for his descendants, but for himself it was not good. That's Shalokach Mekach Ra La'atzmai. Rashi brings down the Medrash over here. Rashi brings down the Koirach gathered together the 250 men, Rosh Sanhedrois, and they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, Talis Molei Tcheles. A Talis which is full of Tcheles, is it Chayv and Tzitzis? Moshe Rabbeinu says Zichr. So he started laughing. How could it be that the whole thing is full of tchelos? That you need that chut achas on the outside to patter it. Bayis molei svarim, house full of sifrei Torah, does it need a mezuzah? Moshe Rabbeinu says, yes. He started laughing. How could it be a house full of sifrei Torah needs the few parshiyos, the parshiyos over there to patter it?
Is that an idum teisa?
What?
Is that an idum teisa?
What shaykh is that?
Did Esav ask his father?
No, Esav asked, Eich ma'asven as ateven.
Yeah,
well, here we'll see, this has a totally different meaning. This is something else. So, Rav Nosson Adler says, what did they want with these two mitzvahs, bedavka? What did they want to prove? They were tiny, kichol ha'idu kulam kedoshim. Each and every one of us has our own special relationship with Hashem. We don't need somebody, lamayla from us, to lead us, to bring down the shechina to us. And on that, they used the marshal of a talis malei tcheles. Talis Mali Tchelis, every strand in the talis is blue, right? That represents blue relationship with Hashem. We need that on the outside to patter us up. The same way a talis Mali Tchelis doesn't need extra Tchelis on the outside, so too we don't need that extra leader on the outside to be on top of us. Same thing by Mali Svarim. Every Sefer Torah is Kadosh, that's daimed to the time of Kichola Eda Kulam Kedoshim. We don't need that extra mezuzah on the outside. The tchelos, the extra tchelos, and the extra mezuzah was the marshal for Moshe Rabbeinu, and they were the marshal for Kichol Eidekul and Kedoshim. So, Dr. Nosson Adler, a Gevaldi Gezach, later on in the pasuk it says, "Va'tiftach ha'oretz es piha, Vatibalism. The earth opened up its mouth and swallowed them up, and they and everybody else went down alive into the grave. So the Mepharshim asked, what was the Mida Kineged Mida? What they did, they got swallowed up by the earth. Dr. Nosson Adler, it says in Pirkei Yovis, have you mispallel b'shloimu shel Malchus? Be mispallel for the welfare of the Malchus. Because no matter how bad the Malchus is, ilmolei, if not for the Malchus, ilmolei meiroa, if not for fear of the Malchus, ishas reyeyu chaim b'loi. Every man would swallow up his friend. If there'd be anarchy, if there wouldn't be one, you know, Malchus on top that everybody's afraid of, there'd be anarchy. People would swallow each other up. So, listen, that's really what these people wanted. They wanted there shouldn't be a Malchus on top. They wanted every man, we should all be Malachim. In such a matzav, it's impossible for a nation to survive. Each man would swallow each other up. Memele mida kineged mida, the Adama swallowed them up. So he's up to Nelson Adler. They wanted everybody should be, if everybody's a leader, then no one's a leader. There's anarchy, and memele people swallow each other up. On that, the mida kineged mida was that the ground swallowed them up. Those up.
What would they get out of that?
What?
What would they get out of that?
If what?
If there's no leadership.
They wanted everybody to be equal. They didn't want, you know, they didn't want anybody on top of them. You know, that's a terrible. People don't like to be ruled by others. They like, you know, I'm a balabos for myself.
But meant it.
What?
He meant it.
That's fine.
He felt that he was Emmas.
That's fine, but he meant wrong. He meant wrong. Yeah. The Oin Ben Pelas. Oin Ben Pelas was one of these people that went against Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Tes, Omer Rav. Rav says, Oin ben Pelas ishto hitzilosei. Oin ben Pelas' wife, she saved him. Omer Lei, she said to him, my nafka luchmina, what's the difference to you, Imar Rabba? If this one will be the Rebbe, I'm Talmid, you're going to be a Talmid anyway. The Imar Rabba, if he's going to be a Rebbe, I'm Talmid, you're going to be a Talmid anyway. You're going to be a Talmid either way. You're not gaining anything. So she told him, I'm related to if you stay here and I'm going to save you. She gave him wine to drink and he fell asleep and she went outside and took off her covering of her hair. She let it down. They came, woo, you know, they ran away. So on that, the Gemara says, on her it's written, Chochmas Noshim Bonsa Baisa. The Chochma of women built a house, Zu Ishto Shel Oin Ben Pelas. This is the wife of Oin Ben Pelas. So the Velt asks a question like, what was the big chachma over here? It's a simple chesed. What do you stand to gain from this? You're not going to be anybody. You're going to be the same, you know, average Joe. Either it'll be Kairach or it'll be Moshe Rabbeinu, right? But where are you going to fit in? You're not gaining anything on the deal. So that takes up as a chachma. It's a simple part of the logic. So they say over in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, they say over, you're right, it's a part of the chesed. But at a time of machloikis, people lose their minds. At a time of machloikis, the fire starts burning, it's a free-for-all, and people become totally irrational. So the chacham over here was, she kept her cool, and she kept her menuchas and nefesh, and she was able to think rationally. B'shas and machloikis, people will do the craziest things, which is really what happened over here. And she kept her cool. She didn't let herself get carried away. The tendency is, oh, machlokes, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu's thing. And everybody gets swept away with the fire of machlokes. The chachma over here was that she didn't get carried away. That's what the chachma was. Don't get carried away. Don't get heated up. Think rationally. That goof is a chachma. Chofetz Chaim used to say that the Velt says that even the biggest fool, when it comes to his own matters, is the biggest chachma. See, like that, you know, you learn the Gemara above Messiah, the Inyan and Ezek, and there's Inyan of Migu. You know, believe him, because if he wanted to, he could have timed it. This, who says he would have thought of that? A lot of these Migus, so the Svarim bring down, because when it comes to a person's own money, a person will think of the most way out time. That's what they say. So, Chaim de Velt says that when it comes to a person himself, the biggest fool, Gabi himself is the biggest Chacham. He says, and I say, that even the biggest pikeach to others, when it comes to himself, he could be the biggest fool. Because he's blinded by his own negius, and he can't really see, you know, what's going on. That's mamish what happened over here. She was wise enough to know that this is a machloikis. Don't get carried away. Chofetz Chaim said over a murder the gemaisa. Chofetz Chaim said, There was a Maisa Shahoya. There was a Yid that in one of the big cities, he was in charge of keeping the records, keeping the births, keeping who died, marriages, divorces, you name it. And when it came time to conscripting people into the army, so people, didn't, they wanted to get out of it. So they used to go to him that he should, they said that their son died or their son moved out of the country and he played along with it. Maybe they gave him a little bit of money, I don't know. But he played along with it. It's like Machnes Wissendick. And he would erase him from the records or say he moved to a different country or whatever it was. And this went on and it was a nice arrangement. This fellow got into a fight with his next door neighbor. Apparently he got heated. The next door neighbor says, that's it. I'm going to the government and I'm going to tattle on him that he's promised to drain the books and everything is sheker. I'm going to tattle on him. His wife says, what are you, nuts, Mr. Meshuggah? He says, our kids were saved from going to the army, you know, because he did us that favor. If you're going to tattle on him, our kids are going to go to the army. It's kedai. It's kedai that our kids should go to the army just to get the guy into trouble. He says, but then you're going to get put in jail. You're the guy that went to testify. They're going to have to you testify. It's kedai for me to go to jail. It's kedai for you to go to jail. It's kedai for our kids to go into the army just so that guy should get into trouble. Chafetz Chaim says, when a guy gets ufgerekt, he loses all rationale. Mamish comes a shaita gomer. And that's what happened over here. No, the chacham of the wife of Ein Ben Peles was that she saved him from that. There's another pshat that I saw brought down from one of the Rosh Hashivas of Torah Or, Hadgoyin to Yisrael Aaron Kupshit Shlita. He says like this, Kairach was shining, ki chola eidu kulum kidoishim. He says, look what Moshe Rabbeinu, he's robbing you of your greatness. I care about you. You know, it's not just about me. It's about you. Every one of you has the right to be ahead over himself. She was makir ezok. He's saying them. It's like a politician. You know, Obamacare is terrible. Obamacare is this. Today the Senate came out with their great revelation of Obamacare. Most of Obamacare is still standing. We're going to repeal Obamacare. They want their seats. They want to hold on to their seats in the Senate. Oh, we mean for your good, for your benefit. We really do. Right. But when it comes to doing something, nobody's home. It's just, that's what her pikkus was. He was saying, I mean you. Everybody's kodesh. Everybody deserves to be a leader. So she understood. He says, everybody. That was the pikkus shabai. And that's the chochmas noshim. Bonso baisam. Pasuk says, Vaiter vatiftecha oretz es piyo. The earth opened up its mouth. Vatifla yisam. And it swallowed them up. Vezboteim. So Shlomo Kluger makes an interesting diuk. Here it says, "Vatiftech haaretz es piyo, vatiblo yisam ves boteim." It calls it their houses. Earlier in the pasuk, it says in pasuk Chav Zayin, this is pasuk Lamed Beis. Earlier in pasuk Chav Zayin, it says, "Yotzu nitzavim pesach oholeim." They went out standing by the opening of their tents. Why is it that earlier it called it their tents, and over here it called? It says boteim. So he says a very sad shot. He says earlier it was called a tent because they used to travel through the midbar. A tent is something which is not kavua. So Mamela, they were traveling with it. It was called their tents. But unfortunately now, this was going to become their permanent house. The permanent house became boteim. Originally it's called ohaleim. Now it was called boteim. That's just an interesting diuk and pshat. Vatiftech haaretz es piyo vativla. There's kolo adam asher lekoirach, there's kolo rechush. So the question is, why did the adam have to swallow up even their rechush? They did it, you know, they did an avil, but like, what did the rechush, like, why is there a taina on the rechush? Why was that necessary? So I once heard, I think I saw it in the Satmar Rebbe once, I once mentioned it here in the Shir, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want there to be any remnant, any zecher. When there's a zecher of someone, that means they still have some sort of a kiyum. Oh, that was Korach's thing, that was Korach's that. Hashem did not want there to be a remnant of him because he wanted the whole inyan of machlokes to be totally eradicated. There shouldn't be a zecher. Memelo the rechush was also swallowed up. But if Yainus and Aibshit say, Ketzad of HaKadosh Levrache, he says, Smashma from the Svarim and from Chazal, that the root of Korach's Avla was, he He was very wealthy. That was the shayrish of his gaiva. You know, he was wealthy. He was from the wealthiest people, if not the wealthiest. And that caused him to be a bal gaiva, and that caused him to be a mechutziv. And Mimele, he stood up against Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the source of his riches? As I'll tell us, it's a Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Tes. The Gemara says that it came from the tremendous riches that Yosef hid in the karka in Mitzrayim. Yosef, there was tremendous riches over there. You know, Yaakov Avinu had a Rechush Gadol. They brought it down to Mitzrayim. And Yosef hid it in the ground in Mitzrayim. Somehow or other, that became revealed to Korach. And he got it out of the ground. So Zakhtar V'Yenisen Aibshitz, it comes out that the earth didn't do its job properly, L'chatchila, right? Because if the earth would have covered it up properly, if it would have been hidden enough, then he never would have had these riches and he never would have come to do this takala. So now the earth had to be mesakim, the shayrish of the Adair L'chatchila. It swallowed up everybody, including the Rechush. Those are Zakhtar V'Yenisen Aibshitz. Vayishma Moshe, Vayipol Alpanov. And Moshe Rabbeinu heard, and he fell on his face. Shteit in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Yud. Mashmu Shoma, what did he hear? Shoma shechoshduhu be'eshes ish. They were choshed him, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, the leader of Klal Yisrael, the Israel Eikim, the one that spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pe'el Pe'el, Adabar Boy, they were choshed him of being over on Isser Eishes ish. So every member of the Adas Kairach, they warned their wives, Altistri Yemishplaini. Imagine what a bizarre that is, that the Gadol Hador, and they should have the chutzpah, Altistri Moshe. So the question is, the obvious question is, how's it shayach that they should be choshish, they should say such a thing against Moshe Rabbeinu, Altistri Yemishplaini? So there are those that say what we said earlier. When it comes to machloikis, all reason goes down the drain. People literally lose their minds. And Mimele, Machloikis goes wild, Machloikis goes Meshuggah, and that's what happens. You know, they end up saying the wildest, stupidest things. But the Ksav Sofer says a pshat over here. The Ksav Sofer says, you find that every time that something happened in Geir to Moshe, and Klal Yisrael was Nichshol, the women were not Nichshol. They remained steadfast and they remained faithful. By the mice of the Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there. So all the Yidden, you know, they started getting all upset. Where's Moshe? And they got up. And they took their, whatever they had, and donated it to the Egel. And the women were not willing to give their things. They remained loyal. They were not mishtatev in the Egel. By the mice of the Meraglim, Chazal say, that the Vayivku Ha'am, the nation, cried. The women did not cry. They trusted Moshe Rabbeinu. So the husband saw that the women had a certain affinity to listen to Moshe Be'amunah Shalema. Altistri Mishplaini. You also find that when Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, when it came to telling him about the Torah, the first people you speak to are the women. So they had, there's a lousy basis, of course, you know, if someone's a chakra and he wants to come up with any kind of a thing to Shtelzach on, he'll find it. But at least in their matzav of shtus, this was what they based it on, that the women were super loyal to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why they said Altistri and Mishplaini. Pasuk says, "He bodlu mitoicha eida hazais." Separate yourself from within this eida. So there was a Maisa Shahoya, city of Koznitz. There was a town, a suburb of Koznitz, and apparently there was a big machlekes over there. So when it became known to the Koznitz or Magad, the Yisrael of Koznitz, it became known to him about this machlokes, he asked the two sides to come to him. He wants to speak to them. So amongst the words of Musar that he told him, he said the following. He says, there are certain chumridik aveiris that people are over on. Schaibi Krisis to Schaibi. He says, Beznit did this aveiris. And Afal Pikain, even though they're over on the chumridik aveiris, it doesn't say that people should separate from them. They get the reinish and that's it. Even if, let's say, there's a halacha that for three aveiros a person has to give up his life not to be over on, let's say the fellow was over on it, so he gets whatever reinish he gets, if at all. Doesn't say anywhere that people separate themselves from him. Doesn't say a word about that. And yet over here, when it comes to machlokes, the Torah says, he bodlu mitoicha eida hazais. That shows you how chumridik machloikis is. That for the Averis chamuris, if a fellow was Iver, over there it doesn't say he badl mitoich eidah. But someone that's gayim machloikis, he badl mitoich eidah azois. Vaistois, how chumridik the inyan of machloikis is. That's a lesson, you know, to be known. I mean, two outstanding lessons here you see is that at the time of machloikis, people do not think rationally. And number two, person has to run in the opposite direction from machloikis. Like the Svarim says, it's like a fire. On this very same pasuk, he bodlu mitoicha eida azois v'achala isam kiraga. Separate yourself from this gathering, and I will destroy them at the moment. So Moshe and Aaron tied it on behalf of this gathering. Ho'ish echad yechda. One person will do an aveira v'al kol ha'eda tiktzayv. And you get angry at everybody. They were adorava, it's a pellet. The godless of Moshe and Aaron. Here they were arguing against them. Here they're making a whole rebellion against them. And Moshe and Aaron are tiny. You know, please to minimize the midas adin. Ish echad yechta v'al kol ha'eda tiktzayv. So the Ramban asks a question. The Ramban asks, Memanavshach, if indeed all of Klal Yisrael did aveiras, so what kind of a time did Moshe and Aaron have? You know, what was their time? Elamai, they had a taina because the rest of Klal Yisrael didn't do an aveira. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to punish them? I mean, one or the other. If they all wanted it, then the Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have a taina. And if they didn't want to be chaytis, what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying? So HaGoyin Rav Yankiv Meir Padova, the Rav of Brisk, he said like this, the emphasis that the Bnei Yisrael were taki innocent, they didn't rebel. They weren't, most of the Bnei Yisrael were not together with Kairach. But the problem was, the time on them was, why did you not make a machlo against Kairach? Ain't Ochinami, you're not part of the machloikas. But why didn't you make a machlo? You should have screamed against them on behalf of Moshe and Aaron. Where do you find such a thing? The Gemara says in the Sech, the Shabbos, Daf Nun Hei, that during Churban Bayis Rishon, Tzadikim were also punished. Even though the Tzadikim were not Isaac in the Averis, but Tzadikim were punished because they were not Moicha, they didn't make a Macho against the rest of the nation. So here also, even though these people were not over on the Etzem Averis of being against Kairach, but they were over on the Inyan of Echeat Rechichs and Misach. And the Gemara says in Mesechtes Menachis, Be'idon Derischa, when there's a time of midas adin, when there's a time of anger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tevei, even on a mitzvah saseh. So Memeila over here, that's on the mitzvah of tzitzis. Hagam, there's no chiyuv to wear tzitzis. We don't have arba kanvas. Be'idin derischa, time of midas adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tevei, why are we not being mekayim the mitzvah? Same thing over here. The mitzvah v'hicheich t'hichichas amisecha. They weren't over on the etzem achloikis, but because they didn't do the mitzvah v'hicheich t'hichiach, and it was an Eden derischa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Teveya them. So now Moshe Rabbeinu came to be Melamed Zchus, and he said, no. He says, Bishloima, Lamashal, if they would do an Aveira Mitzad themselves, right, that could be an Eden Derischa. Like in times of Bayis Rishon, where a good Chaluk of Klal Yisrael did the Averis, it was an Eden Derischa, a time of anger, then you could have a time of the Tzadikim. But over here, there was only one person that did an Aveira. That does not merit there to be an Eden Derischa, and Mimele, you shouldn't have a tain on the rest of Klal Yisrael for not being Mekai Moichech Teichiech Ezam Yisecha. That was the Limud Zchus of Moshe and Aaron. One more Machshavah. It says, towards the end of the parasha, the Torah speaks about the mitzvah of Trumas Meiser. And that is that the Levium that received Meiser from the rest of Klal Yisrael, they have a mitzvah of taking off being Mafresh Truma and giving it to the Kehanim, and only then does it become mutter for them to eat the Meiser. The Meiser is Tevel. When they take off Truma and give it to the Kehanim, then it becomes mutter. So the Pasuk says, V'nechshav lochem trumaschem. Your truma will be considered kidogon min hagoyren, like the grain on the threshing floor, the chamaleo min hayekim, and like the ripeness of the produce from the vat. So, Hele Gagon of Tzihersh of Zidachoy, Zechatzadik, Mekadosh Lebracha, he said a vart over here. He says, if a person is elevated to some gedula, whether he's a rav, whether he's a rabbi, whether he's a, you know, they had panas al hatzibur, they had officials in the tzibur, whatever his position is, He shouldn't look at himself like he's higher than anybody else. He has to look at himself as a member together with the tzibur, right? And he says, that's merumas in this pasuk over here. It says, when you took off truma, so that extra, that four that was taken off, didn't have a right to feel up any gaiva over the rest? No, he says it was equal with everybody else. It was just separated, right? That was it. But there was no meaning of feeling gaiva over there. So he says, v'nechshev lochem, trumaschem, when you are elevated, we take the people, it should be kedogin minagoyim v'chamaleim minayekev. Just like there's no meaning of them feeling any, being exalted or feeling like they're higher than everybody else. They have a job to do, when Hashemayim they chose them, but they don't feel like they're higher than anybody else, right? So same thing, you know, person that's merumim, he's appointed to some position, v'nechshav lochem terumaschem, your elevation should be considered in your own eyes, kidogim v'nagoyim v'chamalayim v'nayekev. That's what they say around the Zvila Rebbe. The Zvila Rebbe used to call everybody a tzaddik. It could be the most simple person, could be even a person that certainly did not deserve to be considered a tzaddik. He says, tzaddik, v'smach the tzaddik, how's everything? There's one fellow there, Nisht from the Gresta Tzadikim, you know, that the Rebbe once calls him, was Master Tzadik. He says, Rebbe, I just came up with a gewaldic idea. He goes, the Rebbe is a Tzadik, and I'm also a Tzadik. So I want to be Meshadach myself with the Rebbe. You know, the Rebbe has a son, and I have a daughter. It's a Tzadik, marrying a Tzadik. So he said, there's different kinds of Tzadikim, different Sugim of Tzadikim. I'll be Meshadach with my Sug of Tzadikim. You'll be Meshadach with your Sug of Tzadikim. But the emesis, the Zvila Rebbe, he was mevatel himself, mamish, to everybody. The came to a shidduch for his son, I guess. You know, he had to face reality. The Zvila Rebbe, by the way, he left a malchus in Europe. And he came to Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to serve HaKadosh Baruch like a Pashti Yid. He didn't tell anybody he was coming. Moved to Eretz Yisrael like a regular person. He was there for a short while. He's walking in the street and somebody recognized him. Rebbe, you know, that was the end of that. That was the end of his cover. He had to start, you know. But he held himself, mamish, pashta hamaynan, you know, mamish literally to be mekayim this vort, v'nechshav lochem trumaschem, kidogim min agoyim. A good Shabbos, everybody.
How many more weeks?
I think at least two more. At least two more weeks. At least two more. Maybe a third. I remember the chesed. Leaving in 3 and 8, it should be.